In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, in cooler climates, the harvest season is beginning. So the Church proposes the readings in this Mass, which all speak to divine providence. Here in Wisconsin, we are not out of phase with the seasons. So we are not strangers to the goodness of God in His ordering of events. Yet in reading this text, it is important to understand that Saint Paul and Jesus are not asking us to distinguish between material things as bad and spiritual things as good. That, in fact, would be heresy, called Manichaeism, a heresy that seems to pop up repeatedly over the centuries. And at the very end, we will see the devil everywhere, particularly where he is not. And we will not see him where he is active. In truth, the one Almighty God created everything. He created every material, and He created every spiritual that exists. But it's wrong to say that material things are bad and spiritual things are good. What we are being asked to believe is that God created everything that exists for a reason and with a plan for its operation. God existed before creation and was in no way forced to create anything. He did so of His own free will. Why did God make us? He made us to show forth His glory in this world and to be happy with Him in the next. We might think of all of creation as a crown or a beautiful ring worn by a king. The crown, the ring, show the importance and the dignity of the king. But it is only a symbol. It does not make the king important or give him dignity. It just points him out as the one who is important, as the one who testifies to his dignity. Without the ring, without the crown, the king is still the king. So too it is with God. We can look into the stars and see His glory. We can look into a microscope and see something of the amazing complexity of His plan of creation. We can look at the way He has arrayed His court with beautiful decorations, like the lilies of the field and the birds of the air. But if all of these things were to vanish, if there were no more birds and no more lilies, no more stars, God would still be God in full possession of His infinite goodness and dignity. Our readings today are telling us that we too are parts of God's plan of creation, that we too have the opportunity to contribute to this grand demonstration of God's glory. Indeed, mankind can demonstrate God's glory in a way that is not open to the birds and the flowers of the field. For we, among all of God's material creatures, are possessed of intellect and free will. intellect, free will. It is those two unique qualities that St. Paul is talking about in today's episode. He's telling us that our free will can take the things we do in one of two directions, either for the best or for the worst. Either we can turn outward towards God, toward what he calls walking in the Spirit, or we can refuse. We can turn inwards, we can turn away from God into ourselves. We can rejoice in the glories of God's creation and be part of it, or we can turn and try to use that same creation for nothing more than selfish personal enjoyment. Quite clearly, when we turn towards God, we contribute to his glorification. For we are demonstrating that even his creatures, who have the free will and ability to resist him, have seen that the better path is join him in his plan of creation. Think of it, for all of their beauty, the lilies of the field are not lovable, nor they can love. They do what they do because they can do nothing else. They are not able to merit punishment or reward because they exercise no will at all. Human beings are the only material creatures who can love God and be loved by him in return. If, as the Catechism says, we know him, love him, and serve him in this world, we will be rewarded by him with happiness in the next. There is also a secondary reason for joining God in his plan of creation. Life is kind of like trying to put together a complex toy. Things just don't work very well for those who refuse to follow the Maker's instructions. In addition to not glorifying God, those who lie, those who fight, will have a rather uncomfortable existence here on earth. They may think they win. They may think that they have something special at the moment, that they take something that does not belong to them, or seem to best an opponent in a contest or a fight. But in the long run, society, family, individual existence just do not work if it tries to run away from God and his principles. Let's understand what Jesus is saying today. He speaks with hyperbole, the technique of exaggerating a bit in order to make a point. Jesus is not telling us to not dress, of course, to dress like the lilies, nor he is advising that we make no more provision for our food than the birds of the air. He's telling us, however, that our efforts must be directed towards the glory of God and eternity, rather than making hopeless plans to find salvation in the goods of the world. Again, none of the things of the created world are evil in themselves. They only appear evil when we put them to the wrong use, in a way not consistent with God's glorification. We were created to be part of that glorification. So let us seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all of these other things will be given us besides. Charity, joy, peace, patience, and all the rest. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.